Welcome to Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast. The word encouragement means the action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope. The word motivational means designed to promote the desire or willingness to do or achieve something. As I put together this podcast with the help of God, I pray that each time you listen, indeed you will be blessed. The best thing about this podcast is that the words that I share are not my own, but those from and of God. So without the shadow of a doubt, I know that we all will be encouraged and motivated, as the title says. Title: Focus While There Is Opposition. There are several passages in the Bible which speaks about men and women who stayed focused while opposition was in the midst. Opposition can cause us to lose our focus on the things that we are supposed to be focused on. In this time and age, we cannot allow opposition to distract us. Imagine tying your shoelace and you lost your focus because someone came along and said you aren't supposed to tie the lace. And you begin to argue, got distracted, lost focus, walked away without tying the lace, and 2 minutes into walking away, you trip and fall over the very shoelace you got opposed and distracted from tying. Can you imagine what disaster that would be? Let us not allow opposition to distract us from the things we are to focus on. Whenever we feel as though we are getting distracted and that opposition is shifting our focus, let us look to God. Let us take His word, read it, and meditate on it. The word of God is here to help us. We can never go wrong when we dive into God's word. It's like medication to our entire being. All we need to do is read it and apply it to our lives. Come with me. Let us look at a man in the Bible who stayed focused amidst opposition that wanted to distract him from his main focus. Blind Bartimaeus. In St. Mark 10, verse 46 to 52, the Bible says he sat by the highway side, begging. But when he heard that Jesus was passing, he began to call out, and many charged him to stop. But he did not allow the people shouting at him to stop him or shift his focus or distract him from calling out. No. The Bible says he called and called until Jesus gave him attention. This man knew what he wanted, and he knew that he had to keep focus even when opposition was staring at him, telling him to be quiet. That didn't deter him. The man wanted his sight, and so he knew that being focused and persistent would help him. What is it that you have to do? What is it that you need to stay focused on and not get distracted? Don't allow opposition to stand in your way. Remind yourself of the hurdlers. Even if they trip on a hurdle, that doesn't stop them from getting up and running to the finish line. Let us stay focused on what we have to do amidst the opposition. Giving up, quitting, or getting distracted is not in our DNA. Say it: amidst the opposition, quitting, giving up, or getting distracted is not in my DNA. My DNA is built on focus. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 tells us, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, let nothing move you. always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. You have a job to do? Stay focused. You have somewhere to go? Stay focused. Your mountains seem high? Stay focused. Your valleys seem so low? Stay focused. Your storm is raging? Stay focused. You feel like there is no solution to the problem? Stay focused. Why should you and I stay focused? Because we cannot allow the opposition and distractions that we face shift our focus. God got us. Let us pray. Father, we worship you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for reminding us that we should stay focused, that we can make it with you by our side. With you, all things are possible. All we have to do is stay focused on the task. With you in the vessel, indeed, we can smile at any storm. We know, Lord, that when we are weak, you are always our strength. You always have our back. So we thank you this day, Lord. We give you praise and honor, and we say amen. Remember to stay focused. F-O-C-U-S. F, faith. O, operating. C, carefully. U, understanding. S, situation. Faith, operating, carefully, understanding situations. Have a God bless and wonderful day. Platforms you can find Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast on our anchor.fm/Esther Grace, google.EstherGraceEncouragement and Motivational Podcast, www.breaker.audio/Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast, EstherGraceEncouragement and Motivational Podcast.radiopublic, Spotify, and YouTube at Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast, facebook.com/Esther Grace Encouragement and Motivational Podcast group. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. Views and feedbacks are always welcome. And also remember, the songs playing in the background, I have no right to. Remember, stay focused amidst the opposition and the distractions. Have a God bless and wonderful day. Peace out.